Returning a Christmas gift is not necessarily a bad thing. About 40% of Americans plan to return at least one holiday gift. That's according to the National Retail Federation. Madison area retail analyst Doug Johnson says that percentage is increasing. He says the challenge for retailers and honest shoppers is the bad guy.
So that the shoplifters don't use returns as a way to scam really millions and millions of dollars away from honest retailers, which of course translates into higher prices for honest shoppers.
Considering some people do abuse the system, retailers have stricter policies in place, such as requiring a receipt, charging restocking fees, and keeping track of the frequency and volume an individual returns merchandise. In order to save time and hassle, consumers should be well prepared. But Johnson says it's not all bad.
Keep in mind, when shoppers go back to the stores to return gifts, they often buy more gifts, and there's a lot of shoppers buying gifts then for themselves. So this is not a lose-lose situation for retailers and shoppers. It's oftentimes a win-win because it extends the holiday shopping season.
Johnson does not have the secret to avoiding long lines, whether returning an item or purchasing something. But he says some people learn to take advantage of a bad situation to suit their needs. For example, he says, the bad weather might keep most people away, while the adventurous shoppers hit the stores and avoid the crowds. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.